Earlier this month, an 11-year-old girl from South Carolina died from parasitic meningitis, or what headlines refer to as brain-eating amoeba. They get to people's brain via the nose when water is pushed up into the nose. It's terrifying, and this parasite is found in warm waters. The 11-year-old was likely exposed while swimming in a river. The amoeba has since also been detected at a popular swimming hole in Grand Teton National Park. And while this is extremely rare, it's also extraordinarily deadly. In the U.S., there are only 3 documented survivors, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Our associate producer, Paige Flager, tracked down survivor number 3. And she produced this story about Kaylee Hardick and her father, Joseph. In the summer of 2013, the family was living in Arkansas, and Kaylee, who was 12 at the time, suddenly found herself fighting for her life.
We had been going to the water park all week long, and we would just go there, swim, and hang out, just like normal days. A lot of people would say I used to swim like a fish, because I'd love to be in the water. After we had got back home, I had started to have a terrible headache, and Mom thought it was just because I'd been swimming all day and I'd been sunburnt. So she said, well, it's getting late, so you probably just need to go to sleep, and we'll see how you feel in the morning.
Well, when Tracy went to get her up that Friday morning, she was just deathly ill. She could just tell.
That morning, I did not want to get out of bed. I mean, my head was killing me. I mean, I felt nauseous. I did not want to move. I remember Mom and taking me to the ER. I remember going in and having my blood pressure taken, and I mean, having my lumbar puncture and stuff.
And the doctor wanted to do a spinal tap to eliminate any type of meningitis. And he was kind of thinking it could be bacterial.
And the weird thing about the lumbar puncture is they said it was going to hurt really bad. I didn't really feel anything.
When he done the spinal tap, they actually had a slide there on hand of parasitic meningitis, and it was a dead-on match. So that's when everything started rolling downhill. So the head doctor over the ER, well, after they realized what was going on, he come in, and he took myself and Tracy into a conference room and laid it out to us. He said she won't make it through the weekend. You know, it's hard to wrap your head around. They give her a 1% chance of survival. And then I believe it was Saturday evening, Kaylee started having double vision. And that's an indication of her brain swelling. So they immediately went to the ER and done surgery and put kind of like a port in her head. So they said, this way we can put medicine directly into her brain and monitor her cranial pressure. They administered some medicine directly into her brain, and something happened. It got plugged or something. Kaylee was awake at the time, and her pressure started building, and she started to go out. She could tell she was becoming unresponsive and everything. And that's when the room just exploded. Boy, doctors come running in, and they put her on life support right then and there. And then they wanted to chill her body. They had these pads that would have water circulating through the pads, but they would stick to her lower extremities, her legs, and her trunk, her core, stick on her back and on her belly, and cool her body down. They could set it to a certain temperature. They had her body down to 93 degrees. They told us that the amoeba in water becomes active when the water's above 80 degrees. So if you would, you know, a normal human's temperature is 98.6. So if you cool that down, well, it's not going to help it any, so maybe it'd slow it down as well. And the reason they wanted it cooled off like that was so her body would rest. It'd be no stress or strain on anything. Her brain could relax. They put her in a medically induced coma for a little while, and then they wanted to start and slowly warm her body back up and see how her body reacted.
Once I woke up out of a coma, you know, we have the TV in the room, and, you know, news is on, and I'm all over the news.
We never told her exactly what happened, and she didn't really know. And then from watching TV and hearing things when people would come in, she started piecing things together, and then she asked us, so we told her, and then she didn't want to take a shower no more.
I was terrified of the shower because I thought that same bacteria, I mean, it was in every kind of water. Like, if I just took a shower, I'd get sick again, and I didn't want to go through that again. Once they let me swim in their pool at Children's, and I knew that I wouldn't get sick, like in a salt-treated or chlorine-treated pool, I was, like, ecstatic because I knew I could still swim, and I loved to swim.
Kaylee and Joseph Hardick talking about Kaylee's recovery from parasitic meningitis. Special thanks to journalist Peter Smith for putting us in touch with the Hardicks. Our show for this week, The Pulse, is a production of WHYY in Philadelphia. Our health and science reporters are Tanya English, Alana Gordon, Todd Bookman, and Irina Zhorov. Joel Wolfram is our intern, and this is his last week with us, so thanks, Joel, for all your hard work this summer. Adam Stanicheski was our engineer this week, filling in for Charlie Kyer. Paige Flager is our associate producer, Joel Patterson is our managing editor, and Megan Pinto, our executive producer.